Freire. Dottore Durella.
Che mi resta bene? Non ricordo. No, in calca no. Che mi deve essere? Instead, one night in Calcutta, the temple is nice. We have a smaller number of devotees in Calcutta now, but it's very conducive, very cooperative, so the atmosphere was very nice. I did a lecture.
That is all right. Small number is all right.
Chaitanya Maharaj is in charge there.
Simply on this. So you are going to Kartikeya's house?
Huh?
Kartikeya's house?
Yes, today. The man came yesterday. He's very learned. And he had number of degrees.
How many degrees do you
have? Sir, he had very honorary about some 14, 15 PhD degrees. And he's very...
Generally?
Some are honorary, but he's from Oxford and Cambridge, very renowned scholar. And he's a chemist.
He's a chemist?
Yes. So, and he's very old. He's about 72 years old. He had a genuine desire to be engaged in Krishna consciousness. So he'd be a devotee. So he invited us to come and speak to him today. I'm going to speak on science and Krishna consciousness today.
Good opportunity.
Yes, and he expressed very frankly and very honestly. In fact, Giridhar was talking to the men talk yesterday, Giridhar and myself. And every moment, or every word, every mood that he expressed, this is a genuine example of how this material world, we are suffering so much. He said that he had everything in life that he wanted to, in the material position, he has all the qualifications. He represented national and international levels at different planning commissions, the chairman of so many organizations. But he said he's 73 years old, he's very old, but still he's very active, in good health. And he expressed that he's missing something. So we told that this is the right time for to be in Krishna consciousness. And he comes to a point that he wanted to come to stay in the temple for a week just to learn more and try to get away from all the...
Bring him, give him nice accommodation.
He came here yesterday when the lift wasn't working. So he couldn't come upstairs.
Because doctors.
That's why Kartikeya left early. Because he was waiting downstairs.
Kartikeya brought him, actually. They live in the same house, apartment complex downstairs, this man. And at one point, he expressed that he had a great attachment for his wife. And his wife died about 3 years ago because of cancer. So since that time, he said he find no peace. And he's looking something.
Yeah, you know, he has no children.
We didn't talk about children, but it seems that he's alone. He said he lives alone.
Let him come in. Organize all other scientists.
I'm going to request him to become a member of Bhaktivedanta Institute. Put his name and degrees so that it will look impressive. I'm going to request him today. I met a little priest in Manipur. I took Fairchild, all movies, all the Hare Krishna movies from Calcutta. I borrowed for a week.
Took that little Fairchild projector.
Like the projector. And it has been raining so much from Calcutta, Assam, and Manipur. It's almost flooded in the last 3 weeks. Almost continuous rain.
Okay.
Looks like the rainy season has come, but very untimely, rather too early. But it has been almost flooded.
It is cool now.
Yes, but now the rain has subsided now. It's very cool. Calcutta was very pleasant. Mm. It's very comfortable. And the Manipur is especially nice because...
it is good. There's so much rain at port.
Yes, because there was some scarcity of water just a few weeks ago. But now it is where
this
many
is due to Hare Krishna rain.
Yes. I remember Prabhupada saying that if we chant Hare Krishna, rain will fall in.
That God told me.
And I also met about five devotees in Manipur. I was thinking of bringing in Bombay to get it trained up so that I can take in Sars in Manipur.
Oh, yeah.
But I decided not to take them at this time because I'm coming back in about September, by the time I'll bring. Before I gave them what to do and be prepared for.
They're coming or not?
But in Bombay, mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll come.
When will they come?
In September.
Why not then?
I didn't want to bring them earlier because I thought they needed some time to adjust. And these children, they all have graduates, they're all BS. And their parents approached me that to take care of them at some time. They are members from their families where they have about four brothers. So they say they can spare one from their family. So I'm going to make an attempt when I come back. I'm going to go all the villages in Manipur. It's a small place, so I can go all of them. And I can take one from his family. And
training?
Yes.
To become leader.
This was your program to ask each family to give one of their sons.
Yeah.
And Manipur is especially, once I go to the family, and the family and the son, they agree, then we have some authority on them to say even in the future, if the one of the boys is happening not to follow in properly, then it is better that way, to have the agreement from the parents also, so that way they are fully engaged lifelong, not just coming for some time and go away. I don't want to have devotees like that.
This is the opposite of the deprogramming problem in America. In America, we have to take them forcibly from there.
Not forcibly.
Well, they're coming voluntarily, but I mean the parents are resisting. Here, the parents are agreeing.
I found very interesting in the villages. I saw the. I was planning to make programs and extensive within a week, but because of rain, it wasn't.
Manipur also very rain.
Oh, it rained so much. But anyway, the rain stopped in the last few days, so I met a few souls in the village. So they didn't even have electricity, so they hired this generator, and then I saw the white screen, and all the villages, neighboring villages, they came in no time. So I had about 900 in two shows, and they wanted to see more the movies, and then they are very appreciative. They wanted to join. And the chief minister, they heard that I have brought this machine from, so they came personally. And I wanted to see, especially his wife came, the minister's wife, came and she heard that I brought this machine. So they wanted to see the Hare Krishna movie. So I have to make two shows that night, one in the village, one to the chief minister's house. And the light member, he took special interest in showing me these things. So I told him when I come back, I'll bring one Fairchild for Manipur and all the movies so that it can go
So Manipur is being intimately connected with our movement.
Oh yes. They like it very much, especially everybody wants to see the devotees coming to Manipur. But the home ministry is giving us a little difficulty in getting the permit. All the Manipuris, including the chief minister, they all want to have, especially American devotees, to Manipur. They want to see. But
the home minister is changed now.
Yes, I was told that this current thing is it's very favorable.
Yeah, he just gave us his house in Kashmir for using.
So and then it will be a very good time for...
He's not home minister.
He's not home. Oh, he's not home? Oh. So we can have this.
But we can implant.
So in any case, I made a fresh application for September. I'm going to request our life member in Manipur along with the chief minister and the member of the parliament to try their best so that they get a permit.
How many people did you apply for?
15.
15. For September, what part of the country?
So the second week. Around the second week.
Due to this land, they have good
very comfortable for plowing. It's very good for the crops. And I also have two offers of land in Manipur to build a temple, Hare Krishna temple, from two places. One is right in the middle of the town, and one is a little away, about 17 miles. And I showed the map and the place. And this one of them is some sort of a competitor. They wanted a temple built in one of these lands that they offered. So the two groups are...
people cooperate, you can have two temples. Among members of Virginia.
Actually, the land, the second land, it is on the hillside. From there, you can see the whole of Manipur. Because it is, the land is like this.
Scenery.
Scenery, that's beautiful. It's all on the foothills. And it's very charming with the banyan trees and the monkeys. Both places have monkeys. But
they are receptive.
Oh, yes. They're very friendly. They don't like monkeys in... These monkeys are very friendly. They wait until they are given. They don't just steal.
In Vrindavan, there are problems.
They are so enthusiastic that they even gave me a blueprint of the map of Manipur. So see, this is the Prabhupada. This is, here is the capital. Yeah, in the middle, Imphal. And the one that's a little smaller is Imphal, in the capital. And this is also very close to the Govinda temple that I was describing. And there is a murti of Hanuman that people worship. Yeah, in this, it's just like a little forest. And in the middle of this forest, there's a small little temple. There they worship Hanuman.
Govindaji's
temple is just in front.
And it's right big, in the middle of the center, this place, this forest?
No, it's not in the middle. It's on the side, one of the sides. And and there's a river, this Imphal River. It's almost surrounds this little forest. And this forest is full of monkeys and so many birds. And they're very natural. It is about 7 acres. It's not very big. 7 acres of land.
7 acres.
7 acres.
Yeah. And the other one is here. It's called Vishnupur. Vishnupur is there was a Vishnu temple that was constructed in 1400 about 502 years ago, a temple, the temple is still there. It was built by a king called Kiamba in Nippur by the time. And he worshipped this Vishnu, and that place is called Vishnupur, the Vishnu. And this is, actually this is a nicer place. It is 10 acres. But since it's a little away from the town, but the communication is very good here. It comes from all places, from Burma.
How many miles?
How many miles from Imphal? 17. One seven. That's
not many, but.
Yeah, it's not too far. And this land, they are donating to us.
They have donated.
They want to donate this to ISKCON to build a temple. ISKCON Heritage Temple.
If you can pick up one person from family, then we can do.
Actually, they have a committee, and this land actually is meant for. It is already called already reserved for temple purposes from the government of Manipur. So they can actually, the committee, the members of the committee told me that it is just within their power. So whatever they do is final. So they said this is ready.
That for management, if you have to send foreigner, there are so many limited. But in the local people are trained.
Yes.
What we are doing and more of life.
Yes. And this place actually is the place where Govinda Nirpon, by the time of this Govinda temple, it was started from here, initially, from this place. And the Govinda temple moved to Imphal later on, but the king started here. This is the beginning of. It's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission to Manipur, started from here, it's Vishnupur, and later on moved by the king to the capital. So it is some sort of a historical place for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's.
Yeah. We are ready.
And here is also.
When we go, we shall stumble on this place.
Yes.
And see what can be.
I also suggested that once the Prabhupada visits inside.
Who's in control of the other place?
The other place is a committee.
They also want to give us the land?
Yeah.
To take both pieces. Seems like there's so many devotees there that it wouldn't be difficult to train up the local men and manage.
We have a big lake in Manipur. It's very big. And this is the biggest lake in Assam, in Manipur. And since it is surrounded by all hills, so when there is a lake, it's just like a bowl. And you can see this lake just from this place. It is very near.
Very nice water.
Very, very, very beautiful. And there are many plants, the water plants, flowers, the lilies, and there are. Surrounding here, there are lotus flowers, and many. We have this tamal trees, you know, on the hillside. This hillside, and this jackfruits, tree jackfruits, and pineapples side, and
jackfruit is very both unripe and ripe.
It's full of jackfruits. It's Vishnupur.
Very nutritious, very palatable. Both rice and
pineapple is also very nice.
Pineapple.
But we also have some sandon trees.
Can simply live on jackfruit. It's so nice. A mango must be there.
Oh, yeah, there are many mangoes.
In paradise.
Season time, this mango and jackfruit is sufficient for a little milk.
They also told me that there are also some sandal trees, like sandalwood and some other sandal on the hillside.
No?
Yeah, but I didn't see it. It said it grows there. And it is all these nice hills, beautiful scenery.
Just I like leave there.
It's a very beautiful natural scenery. And the climate is very mild.
We have to wait until September. It's giving so many attractive points.
People can accept. He can accept it to be out. But if that, he got to give, so make a committee. Gopal Krishna, yourself, and some other Indian, you can take with it.
Yes.
Make a subcommittee. Three, four men subcommittee. We can have it.
Your idea is to have them give it over before we go there?
Right. Why not? Jachadhan, if somebody is giving, take it.
So they need develop. Can we write them like that?
Yeah. I can write to this man, and they told me that there's going to be this message, and see what...
Immediately we can call three, four men coming. My name is Anand Gopal, and some other two from this way.
Surya Dhamma is nice.
Surya Dhamma and Marshall Gopal.
Three, that's...
When something is awkward, take it. Then you shall see how to explain. Kachaka. It's proper. So it is being offered. Let us know. Pick up these boys from family,
yeah.
Train them, and then manage.
Simple.
Under our direction.
So next time when I come back, I will plan to go to all the villages with the slideshow, with the movies.
Yeah.
And I'm going to request that to each give family. One family, one member.
That's it. Very nice.
Actually, they are very attracted to Krishna consciousness.
Yeah, well, let them be trained up. And they go there and follow our instruction and do it. In the meantime, you can take it. The Lord Clive, a crewman in the ship, in Japan of the British Empire, organized it. Insignificant person. He established British Empire.
Well, right.
From there we can also go to Burma.
Oh yeah.
Because that's the neighbor, it's only about 10 miles from Manipur. It's close to Mandalay. Used to be the kings of Manipur used to invade this this Burma, especially Mandalay, to fight. So we can go to Burma.
Dr. Sharma's part of this Hare Krishna land as the address.
Is Sharma from here?
No. Giving one seat there.
No, I will be comfortable here.
That's
right. Yeah, that's right.
He's Dr. Sarup Damodar.
I'm with him.
He has sacrificed everything for developing this institution. Prani Rathai Vyabhacha Shreya Acharanam Sada Itavat Janma Saparidam Dehina Vyadam Sada. The birth of human life should be engaged. Krishna salvage by life, by money, by intelligence, by words. All three at least one. Prani Rathai Vyavata Sreya Charanam Vedavan Janma Sahara Vedina Vyavata. That book?
Yes, I did. The conversation with Professor Toski is very interesting. Because I like one particular aspect of faith. For the West has been almost ridiculing the Indians praising an ordinary animal cow. For them it is ordinary, for us it is extraordinary. So there is a lot of difference between that extra being kept before.
They do not know the value of the animal.
The real principle behind praying a tree or going around a tree or praying to stones or praying to idol worship, it signifies how grateful we are to the nature that is going around, created by law. Even if we go around the tree that happens to give us the leaves, the shelter, the fruits, the roots, the bark of the tree as a moon, it has got its own role in nature. Created by God. So we are grateful to those things. And still, it shows how grateful we are to things. It shows the amount of gratitude we have. Well, that aspect of it is not being appreciated. Only faults are being taken in.
So they have not been educated. Therefore, actually speaking, there is no real knowledge outside. Mura.
Even the smallpox vaccination that was discovered by Edward Jenner in 1786, it was only from the cowpox serum he discovered. The first vaccination he did for his own son. Well, at that time, Nobel Prize was not there. If that were to be there, I think he would have been bestowed upon one. But if we take the Hinduism, people who have been living with the cows, they never suffered from smallpox. When the people who did not have a cow in the house, they were affected the most. So it protects from cowpox.
Oh yes, small cow protects us person from so many infectious diseases.
Even because they happen to take the weeds around the banks of the river, the iodine content in the grass is so high, it has got iodine in that. So if you smear cow dung on the floor, it is said it is an obnoxious thing. Whereas tincture iodine is sold in the shop, bought and branded as a Beckman Max company, I'm sure it will be sold very well. It's most unfortunate that we do not appreciate the nature itself of giving us things.
We take it seriously because Krishna says, Krishna is our authority. He says, Krishi Goraksha, Goraksha. You must give protection to the cow. This is authority.
When we talk about civil liberties and the rights in democratic country to live, that we have the right to live on this planet, why should we deprive the right of another animal which cannot express itself?
They are described in the Bhagavad Papino. Those who are killing other animals for maintaining his own body, that is very, very sinful. Very, very sinful. Therefore, untouchable, according to Vedic civilization, the animal killer, brahmachari, they are untouchable. That's so simple.
If we talk about killing another animal for one's own survival, Darwin's theory is being brought in, cooking, survival, struggle for existence. I've been having a talk to the doctor yesterday. Even the theory of evolution written by Darwin, he is not full in itself. It has lots of blemishes.
He has described in his book, Darwinism. What do you describe?
Knowledge is based on some simple speculation.
Speculation. It is not sound knowledge.
More than that, he says that the giraffe has got a very lengthy neck because there was no grass on the floor. It had to reach the branches or boughs of the tree for the leaves. So it had a lengthy neck.
So
it developed according to evolution.
Who made this arrangement?
It is written by Darwin, the great man.
That's all right. But and next question will be, who made his neck so long? Why not your name?
Darwin forgot there were millions of other herbivores living on the planet.
He did not.
They did not develop a big neck. Only giraffe developed because Darwin wanted it.
That is nonsense.
The ludicrous theories that we all learn by heart and then being obsessed to the whole thing. We don't seem to enjoy the cream of life.
Less intelligent. Therefore, it is our duty to educate them out of sympathy. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Pashchime lok sam murha anas. The Western people, they are murhas and anachas. So, this mission is paropaka, to give them knowledge and how to become civilized. This is the mission.
And then like Dr. Sharma can help us a lot.
Yes.
His degree in medical field, can write some articles, and especially his problems in biochemistry and the medicinal aspects, one can do a lot.
You have seen his small booklet.
I read it, I don't read it.
Scientific basis.
Yes, it's very interesting, I like it.
If you translate some of these small books, you can publish it.
Knowledge-wise, I am a beginner. I am myself a Buddha still. But still, I am only an ant. I will do my might.
That is very good qualification. To remain humble and try to do something.
I am making this statement without knowing the word modesty. I do not know what it is.
Vinada Vishwami
Jena. I am a man full of ego, unfortunately.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this slogan. Vinada Vishwami Jena, Taroro Vishwami Jena, Omanina Manudena. One should not claim honor for himself, but he should give honor to everyone. Omanina manave kirtaniya sada.
It has been very well written.
Achha.
from wherever it comes.
Then that translator is approved. To encourage him to translate more books. Russia, they allow us to speak, and then we can convert many. There is no doubt. But they have restriction on our side. Now, here is a scientific man. He is not here.
Because this particular topic is very controversial to them.
Controversial for them, not for the scientists.
No, not people, that is for them in the sense of the people who do them. If Hiranyakashipu were to be the despot, king, ruling, naturally even the subjects have got to say Hiranyakashipu Namaha, not Narayana Namaha. So that is what he really insisted upon, even Prahalada, who refused to do so. So we are waiting for the day when the Prahalada will really come. Because they are all telling Urimu Hiranyakashipu Namaha or Vrishnava Namaha. That has got to be days.
One of the greatest men in this life, coming from matter, is in Russia. His name is, you know, Oparin? A.I. Oparin. He's in the Moscow
Academy.
Yeah, he's a biologist. He was one of the leading men to propose this theory. He's getting old, but still he's active. We wanted to send him all the things that we've written when it's finished.
He did a work on life on the gerontology of growing wool. So he has published many papers on that, and he got his own hypothesis, etc. And well, the Politburo doesn't like him because he is not willing to obey what the Politburo says. Professional wise, I will give you some help, what I know. Mm.